I suppose all I can say is that it wasn't as difficult as I thought that it would be in the end. In some ways, it was actually quite easy. But I'm not sure really how you measure these things because, I mean, there was never a time when I thought I wasn't going to do it or when I felt like giving up or anything. So I suppose from that point of view, it was actually quite easy. But obviously, there were times along the road where, you know, where it's hot and there's a lot of hills and your legs are tired and it's a bit of a strain, but I never thought of quitting or stopping or anything, so it couldn't have been that bad, you know.
Now, this remarkable achievement was to raise much-needed funds for charity. You have struggled in that regard from a commercial perspective because you're blaming, well, effectively the recession.
Yeah, that's certainly what I found before, you know, because I did a certain amount of fundraising at home at Donegal before setting off. And the people were great, you know, and virtually everything that I got beforehand was just from, you know, friends and family and people that know me and that the local community, that sort of thing. But commercial sponsorship was really difficult. And like you say, it's just a bad time. I was probably about 3 years too late, 3 or 4 years too after the Celtic Tiger. So, but that's just the way it is, you know.
And what next? Are you going to take a break or are you setting your sights on a new challenge?
No, I haven't thought about anything yet. I've actually got a couple of weeks here because I've ended up doing this quite a bit quicker than I anticipated. So I thought it was going to take me about another 10 days. So I've actually got I've got 2 weeks out here in Mozambique before I fly back. So time to put my feet up and maybe think about what's next on the list, you know.